is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Any station. Can I have a radio check, please?
N0TR, you are 5x5, sir.
Good evening. How are you, sir?
Bernice is over there laughing. Oh, I'm just sitting there having a French cookie and eating some Jell-O and a Sprite. How's your day going, buddy?
Oh, pretty good. I really know where to start. I'll give you a holler maybe tomorrow. We went over to the place where, you know, Perry's got the contract work, and, you know, I got all the stuff back here at the shop. And, boy, he's got a doozy. 22, one part's got 22 welds on it. It's all 3/4 inch stainless, schedule 40. And they're wanting to hold that all of the welds have got to be no more than 110 thousandths wide. So it's that kind of stuff, you know. So, you know, 125 is 1/8. So just under 1/8. And can't protrude more than 30 above the pipe. So, buddy.
Should say, oh, that's mighty tight tolerances. Whew. So you're going to take that, right?
I'm not going to run from that, you know. Just, how do I say it? A grinder and paint makes you the welder you ain't, right?
Oh, he did with me, Chad. Good old 6011. Covered up with 6013. Shoot, that's a fact. Well, I wanted to give you a couple ideas on that alarm system idea that I gave you there. Some suggestions that you probably already know, but I thought I'd pass those on to you over the phone.
Go with it. I'm just going to just put it on the door. But at any rate, one thing I was going to tell you was this is why machine shops and welding shops are, you know, a lot of times work hand in hand. Because there's times when the machinist needs the welder when you take too much off. And the other way around, when you put too much on, that machinist is kind of handy to have, you know?
It's like a grinder, only more precision. Well, I was just going to suggest to you that item that I give you, that you build a box around it so that if somebody, and put it up high, if somebody gained access there, that... Well, it's above the threshold of pain, so I wouldn't want to be around it.
I understand. All right, well, let me get on. Let me get my paperwork ready. I'm getting kind of close, so appreciate the signal report. Tell Miss Bernice I said hello, and we'll see y'all here in a few minutes. It's KO4NUE standing by.
Okay, Chen. We was going to watch a show over here. If you're running the net tonight, would you check me in, sir?
I got you in the log. Y'all have a good evening. It's KO.
I might come in there, though, later. I'll just have Bernice muted because I need to say hey to my buddy Chris up there. He called me the other day, and we had a nice conversation, by the way. Take care, Chad. KO4NUE N0TR clear.
CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Hector is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Formal traffic for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. We'll now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent as to whether you intend to remain on the net for the rag chute. We'll start with the pre-check-ins tonight, and folks, stand by. There's 21 of them tonight, so give me just a minute, and we'll go ahead and get those processed. Starting with KA3JCA, Mr. Richard in Simpsonville. KA4JCA, Miss Sally in Simpsonville. KA4ACL, Miss Ashley in Simpsonville. And K3DOV, Anderson Radio Club in Simpsonville. KM4JWP, Mr. Brian in Rutherfordton, North Carolina. K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. FCM, Mr. Fred in Traveler's Rest. N4IEI, Miss Isla, also in Traveler's Rest. KG4PFI, Mr. Don in Piedmont, and KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda in Piedmont. KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack in Greenville, and N4ASW, Tony in Asheville. KO4RMM, Mr. Kurt in Greenville, N4DJC, Mr. Jerry in Anderson. 4TS, Jim in Pelzer. And N4JBM, Mr. Jerry in Campobello. KN4RJN, Mr. John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. KA5WLL, Mr. Leroy in Taylors. KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave in Easley. And KO4WWZ, that's Mr. Chandler in Easley. K4OSH, Mr. Pat in Malden. KO4ZEW, Mr. Ben in Simpsonville, and KD2BNG, Mr. Glenn in Graycourt, and K4ROW, that's Mr. Richard in Greenville. Appreciate you guys using the pre-check-in function tonight. See anybody on EchoLink tonight, so we'll go ahead and start questions. Tonight being Tuesday night, we'll start with India through Lima. Oh, before I start, let me go ahead and check in my wife, KO4RYP, and N0TR via telephone relay. All right, any stations, India through Lima, NUE.
NUE. Oh, Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James, and I'm up on this mountain here in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Now, that's where I'll be negative and negative and say 73s for each one of you.
UE. Hope you and Ann are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Miss Anna. Good evening to all on the net. Merry Christmas. No traffic, no comment.
NUE. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out. I'll stick around for a comment. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
Lima Zulu India, JI4LZI, Andy Table Rock, No traffic, no round table, but I'll probably be listening in.
We'd like to welcome KO4. Excuse me. James, help me out, bud. My mind is gone. I got JFO, KK4JFO, Mr. James, in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I hope I got that right, James.
You got it, brother. There ain't nothing wrong with your brain.
So we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE, in Fletcher, and Merry Christmas to you, Sid. And KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry in Greer. Larry, have you down for some comments, sir? And also, he brings along his wife, Miss Donna, KC4MFK, also in Greer. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy in Table Rock. All right, James, if I got your call right, if I didn't get it right, let me know. I'm a little distracted here. Sorry about that. All right, we'll move on to, unless I get a recheck, to Mike Group Papa. Any stations, Mike Group Papa, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE? Chad, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Beck, Shell. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
UE. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel. KO4NNH. My name is Fred, mobile in Piedmont tonight and at the workplace. Same to you, Chad, Miss Anna, all net. Be negative and negative tonight.
We'd like to welcome KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. She also brings along her husband, Mr. Rick, KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, all in Piedmont. Miss Lorena, hope you're doing well, and Merry Christmas to you, ma'am. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4NNH, that's Mr. Fred in Piedmont. Fred, you be safe out there tonight. All right, any additional stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE. Kurtz, we'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Again, Chad, this is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T Rusty. I'm home and more. No traffic, no comments tonight.
KUE. Dad, please check in N0TR. This is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative.
No 4 in UE. And KO4 QLG. This is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
4 in UE. Please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo, Robert down here in Joanna, where a few flakes be falling, other than yours truly. I'll be negative and negative, but one note before I go, my prediction is starting to look more justified than the one from Mr. Justice. Be careful. 73s.
Welcome, Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. That's Mr. Rusty and more. Rusty, hope you're doing well tonight. And Mr. Tom, I already have you in the log, sir. N0TR. Please tell Miss Bernice that we said hello. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris in Liberty. Chris, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And KD4SRR. That's Mr. Robert in Joanna. All right, any additional stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Any station, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
UE. Chad, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
Hi, welcome K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County. And Tommy, there was a station there in front of you that had no audio. Key the repeater, but no audio. I'll give a break here and see if you'd like to try again, sir.
Okay, Chad, you got me?
Hi, Shane. We'd like to welcome in 4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane. And I'm assuming you're mobile tonight, sir.
I'm sitting waiting on the load to finish. Sorry about that. I thought I fiddled with my microphone cord and it was working earlier. I never know until you tell me I didn't make it. Sorry about that. Merry Christmas to everybody. I'll be negative and negative.
To welcome K4XB, Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County again, and N4ZLK, Mr. Shane, stationary mobile tonight. Shane, you be careful on your travels tonight. All right, we'll move on to the next group, which is Alpha 3 Delta. Any station, Alpha 3 Delta, would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Control. Please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO. This is Doug in Walhalla. Negative and negative, just staying warm. Getting the wood in close to the fire, and 73 to the net.
4NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
4NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel. KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
And UE. Mr. Chad, Miss Anna, and the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic. Good evening to you and Miss Anna, and all on the net.
Welcome, W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave and Greer. Dave, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And N4AHO, that's Mr. Doug and Walhalla. And KN4CHY, that's Mr. Keith and Seneca. And KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt in Greenville County. And KI4DOS, Mr. Gary in Easley. He brings along his pretty little bride, Miss Joy, K3JOY. Gary, I have you down for some comments tonight, sir. All right, any additional stations, Alpha 3 Delta, please call KO4NUE. Pause here for a second and move up to Echo Link. Echo Link stations only, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, good evening, Chad. If you would check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and the net. No traffic, no round table, and do be sure and tell Miss Anna hello from me.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen down in Greenwood tonight via Echo Link, KA4PQA. And Stephen, Anna says hello back to you, sir. Hope you're doing well and Merry Christmas. All right, with that, we'll move on to the next group, which is Echo Through Hotel. Any station, Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo 4, Golf Sierra Charlie, K4GSC, Patrick and Marietta, and I'll be negative, negative.
NUE. 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. And Chad, it's good to hear you tonight, and thank you for calling the net, but I will be in and out.
4NUE. special night. I get to check in after two Patricks. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4 Easy Ed Harry in Candler, North Carolina, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
Check in, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4 HTP. This is Wendy in Simpsonville. Please also check in my husband Mark. Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJB. We'll both be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for calling the net.
We'd like to welcome K4 GSC, that's Mr. Patrick in Marietta, and KO4 HKX, that's Mr. Patrick also in Penrose. And KC4 EZN, Mr. Harry and Candler. And Harry, you're exactly right. I've got two Patricks in a row, and my mind's a little bit weak tonight, so it took me for a loop, but you reminded me. All right, we'd like to welcome KN4 HTP, Miss Wendy, and she brings along her husband, W2MJB. That's Mr. Mark. Hope you guys are doing well. Merry Christmas to you. All right, any additional stations echo through hotel, please call KO4NUE. We'll go ahead and open it up to the big group. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
UE. Good evening, Chad. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKB. This is Duncan up in Asheville. Nothing new to share, so just mark me negative and negative. 73 to everybody on the net. I realize I have that tone going on, so just ignore that. You told me how to fix that. So Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year, and happy holidays.
Hi, Mr. Duncan. As long as you know it's there, you've been messing around in the data mode, Steve. So that's always fun. All right, we'd like to welcome KO4JKV. That's Mr. Duncan up in Asheville. Duncan, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-Ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
I4DOS.
All right, we'd like to welcome KO4PXB. That's Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. And Gary, go ahead with your recheck, sir.
NUE in the net, KI4DOS. Sorry I was late getting in here. I was sitting in there watching some stupid TV. I'm having an announcement. You can put a number one on this evening. The Greenwood Ham Fest is scheduled for January the 14th next year, or this coming year. That will be at the Piedmont Technical College, where it normally is. The doors open at 9 a.m. The doors will open at 7 for vendors. All tickets are $10. The tables are $10, and if you need electricity, that will be $10. It'll run from 07 until, I guess, and there will be VE testing at the Ham Fest. They've got a little room off to the side for the VE testing, so it won't, so we cut out some of the noise, you know. So, but if you need any more information, you can go to the Greenwood webpage. It's www.w4gwd.org, and that should get you in there to where you can see the Ham Fest flyer and all that. But that will be January the 14th coming up.
Anybody need any feels on Gary's announcement? Sure, Gary. I believe we got it, www.w4gwd.org, January 14th, 0900. Pretty much everything cost you $10, and appreciate the announcement. All right, with that, we'll move up to Echo Link and Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
Gosh, that's when the repeater IDs, huh? Please check in, KB0, KBJ, Steve, up here in South Dakota. Love a negative, a negative. Good evening.
I'd like to welcome KB0, KBJ. That's Mr. Steven up in, Steve up in South Dakota. Degrees up there?
No, you cut out. I think you're asking about, yeah, it's 9 degrees below zero right now.
It's cold down here, but I don't know about that. Steven, do you have any comments for us tonight, sir?
I think I'm coming down some crud, but anyhow, let me give you an idea how chilly it is. Well, it hasn't been above zero all day. But I went into the store this morning, and of course everybody just kind of nods, and we say cold, and everyone's like, yeah, cold. So I went into this store, and the lady, of course, said, how you doing? I said, God. She just chuckled. I said, well, I noticed it was pretty stiff turning my steering wheel this morning. The steering fluid was real stiff. It almost took two hands. She's like, yeah, my daughter forgot a 12-pack of soda in the car. And it froze and exploded on her and made a mess. So that's not good. Yes, with that, we'll turn it back to you there, Chad. Good evening, KB0, KBJ.
Good evening, and you be safe up there tonight. All right, we'll make one more call before we move on to the rag tube portion. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Heard? So we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net tonight. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in. All stations wishing not to hang around for rag tube may secure at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it's been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. We'll go ahead and start with the rag tube portion. First on the stump tonight is KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry N. Greer. Go ahead, Larry.
For NUE, this is KK4JBQ. Well, I'll tell you what. When we started tonight, I had no idea what I should say. And sometimes it's like that. But I have to assure everybody, if you are not terribly secure or comfortable in having a little conversation with your net control, I just want to say, I'm sure they appreciate it every time. They get somebody who's willing to talk, maybe stretch it out a little bit for the second shift, as we call it, or, you know, whatever. But tonight, I was reminded to say a couple of things. One is, Chad, I have to say, you really purport yourself in fine fashion, if I'm saying that right, as our net control. I certainly appreciate it. You and Anna have been such a blessing to us. I just want to say that. And secondly, when Stephen checked in, it reminded me that my first ever contact was made with the Greenwood repeater. That's quite a ways from me. I had tried, but never made it. Stephen was the net control, and I was a bit shocked, and pleasantly so, because he did a marvelous job. Stephen, if you're still listening, good going. I certainly appreciated you being there. And, Chad, I appreciate this fine high-tower antenna that I have. And I want to thank you again for that, because I have to say it must be the reason why I got into Greenwood. So, anyway, anything else we should talk about? KK4JBQ.
Well, let's see. Today was an interesting day. You know, my son is... He kind of, I guess, kind of sort of did an interview with the company in Greenville to do some welding work. He's right out of tech, and I've got, you know, passed a couple of his certifications. So we thought we'd give it a shot, and we had a couple of visits, I guess. Well, we got a telephone call this morning, and so off to Greenville, me and Anna cut off, because see, Anna's the secretary, I'm the foreman, Dad's the CEO, and well, my son Perry's the lowly worker, the only one. So, a whole lot of chiefs and just one worker. But anyway, he got his first assignment, and boy, it's a doozy. It's gonna be quite the challenge. But me and Daddy looked at it, and we both just kind of shook our heads a little bit, and I said, "Oh, don't say nothing now." I said, "Perry will be here in a couple of hours. Just, we'll just tell him how easy it is." So he bought it. We'll see. We're gonna start on Thursday, and me and Papa will be down there for moral support.
That's great news. Great news. And right out of the chute. If I read you right, a challenging assignment, I'm happy for him. And anybody would be, a young person just starting out in life with some skills and a lot of support. That's the way it's got to be. And I think the whole family business is looking pretty bright today. Thank you for letting us know.
Started with a forklift driver. I think they're all in cahoots down there. It's a pretty big place, but I'm pretty sure they know pretty much what's going on. Each and every one of them. You just tell that they're that kind of tight knit like that. So we pull up in the yard, and we got instructions to go to dock number 9. So I'm waiting at dock number 9 to get loaded, and I went over and knocked on the door and gave him my number. And he just looked at the number, and he looked back at me, and he says, "No," he says, "all the messed up stuff goes to dock number 7. So you need to go down to dock number 7. So we drove a truck down there, and forklift driver just shaking his head the whole time. He's loading it in the back of the truck, and it's all wrapped in saran wrap. You can't see anything. But we got back here to the shop, and I can see why.
Well, it's the first run, right? And that's got everybody excited. I just want to say one more thing about the, it's about the repeater we're using. It sounds so good. I don't know. It could be, I don't know what it is, but everybody sounds marvelous, just marvelous. And it could be atmospherics, but there's, I don't know what it is. My radio is sounding like it's never sounded before. A good antenna, of course, but it's also, the repeater seems to be working fine for us, and I'm so thankful for that. I know it's not an easy task to keep one of those complicated things on the air, but all my thanks to the people who climb, the people who maintain our repeater, and keep this on the air. Yeah, I've told you before how thankful I am for this opportunity every night of the world to be here and hear everyone's voice. It's very comforting. You all, every one of you, my family by now, And for those who are still listening, I'm proud to be one among you. KK4JBQ.
With KK4JBQ. Well, Larry, all I can tell you is there's a lot of fine operators that do a lot of hard work behind the scenes. Most of it, I'd say, is probably thankless. But, you know, when you cue the mic and it works, then, you know, somebody's done their volunteer job accordingly. So, you know, I'm thankful to be able to cue the mic and just reach out and have a conversation with, you know, whoever's there. But I think this club does a really good job of maintaining the equipment, and I can't think of a time when, you know, the frequencies failed or the equipment's failed. It's always been there when you needed it.
One more thing. I want to thank Dave, our net manager, for keeping all the net controls, the net control operators lined up and keeping everything moving smoothly. I know that's got to be a challenge, because especially this time of year, because everybody's got schedules to keep and other things going on in their life. But we count on you every night. We count on that. That shouldn't go without saying. Anyhow, I will sit back here now and enjoy all the other contributions that people are going to make, and enjoy the rest of this net. I do love it. KO4NUE, this is KK4JBQ. I'll be listening.
Oh, just hang on with me just one more second. I know you want to end things, but I just want to let you know, is Miss Donna listening tonight?
What kitchen? I can get her a little closer if you need to say something directly.
Yeah, I'm going to move on to Mr. Gary. Take your time about it, but I would like for her to hear what I got to say regarding the animal. But Mr. Gary, I'll be back in just a few minutes. Additional station. Internet. Please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to next on the stump. KI4S, Gary, go ahead, sir.
4NUE and an S, KI4DOS. Chad, first off, if I get into this here, you and Larry were just solid as rock, and then all of a sudden your audio dropped down. I don't know if it was your radio or a repeater or my antennas or what, but anyway, if you can hear me, we had a good day over here on the plantation, as old Dwight used to call it, over here on the little plot of land that we live on. Didn't do much outside today, but I did have to get out in the traffic and go to the store. I had to go over to the drugstore, pick up a prescription. It's just a pill that I have to take every day. No big deal, but you know, they want you to pick it up once they get it ready for you. So I went over there, and while I was out going, working to go by the store, and I went by the store and picked up a few things. And I came back to the house, and she made some loaded potato soup for supper. She made potato soup and grated some cheese and fried some bacon to put in it. Telling you what, I'm full.
After that, this is KO4NUE with KI4DOS. Hey, Gary's my signal any better?
It's a little bit better, Chad, but it's not what it was while you were talking with Larry.
Well, if I'm copyable, then I'm gonna drive on. Ain't much else I can do, I guess. But I just want to let you know that if you over toward Chris's way, I meant to tell you this other day. Like some country ham. He's got some country ham for you, Miss Joy. I took the hams off of the cure, a couple of days ago. And I meant to tell you, but I've just had a lot going on that slipped my mind.
Who's going to think, Chad? You got either a snippery mind or selective memory. Which don't either one of them make any difference to me. But I'll give Chris a call. I'm going to go over and check on him anyway. He's not far from the house, and
shoot, I might even go on down down there below the shop for a little while.
Well, have at it. Have a good time. But other than that, things going well pretty good here, I guess. Like I said, we had a little bit of excitement today. And we'll get things geared up and see if we can, you know, make him successful down here in shop. Me and Papa's really excited about it. But I'm also going to let you know I'm going to a Christmas party tomorrow. A bunch of the guys I deployed with is putting together a Christmas party. It's been quite some time since we've got to meet one another since the deployment. So one of them's arranged Christmas party with some barbecue chicken. So I'm gonna make a trip down the way a couple of hours and visit with them all day. So I'm kind of looking forward to that.
It's absolutely fantastic. I'm glad you're going to be able to do that. And I'm glad Anna's going to let you do it. I know she knows you won't get into any trouble that you can't get out of. But, I'm glad you got some good... good news. I'll get that word out in a minute. Didn't mean to pause so long, but I couldn't think of what I was trying to say. I'm glad you got some good news about Perry and all the stuff that's going on with him. Did you get his part of the wall of shame fixed up for him?
He's got a complete 4x8 sheet of plywood all to himself. So me and Papa decided that we'd keep ours the way it is. There's quite a few mistakes on there, so it's kind of full. And we didn't want to move any of our mistakes around. So we just figured it'd be easier just put up a whole fresh board. So he noticed it when he come in the shop this afternoon. What's that doing up there? And me and Papa, we just laughed. And we just, you know, so he knows the deal. He knows what's coming.
Fantastic. That is really something special to have and to be able to get along with your dad and your grandfather about it. That's just going to be too much. I imagine y'all will probably load his up with pranks at first, but I hope he doesn't make too many of those big mistakes that have to go up on the wall. Just thought I'd ask about that while I had you on the air here. I meant to ask you about it the other day, and I forgot about it, so you know how that goes. Old Steve up in South Dakota talking about it being -9 degrees up there and not getting above zero all day. It's still above zero over here at the house. It's still 36 degrees, so I can't complain about anything. That's about all I've got over on this end of town. I'll give Chris a call maybe tomorrow. I don't think I'll do it on Thursday. Maybe tomorrow, and ride over and see him and go down in, down in the flats for a little while. If it's not too cold or raining, we'll have to wait and see how that goes. Other than that, Chad, I hope you and Miss Anna have a great evening, what's left of it. Tell Perry I said congratulations, and look forward to getting together with y'all again and seeing you. And I sent my video over there to my son, Stephen, and he sent back a little text, and he said, I might want to borrow you a truck. And I said, nope.
For you. Here's the way you handle that. Take that hand crank winch you got when you take it off, you know, take it out of service. Bring it over here and we'll mount it to a plate. Put a reese hitch on it. We'll cut in two handles in it and say, here, son, Merry Christmas.
That would be a good thing to do, I guess. Of course, it'd be kind of hard to mount on a piece of flat steel like that because you got to have room to turn the handle. Anyway, I'll let you go, Chad. Appreciate you calling in. Doing a great job, and as always, and look forward to talking to you again. Merry Christmas. If I don't talk to you tomorrow night or the next couple of nights, and I probably will, but go ahead and say Merry Christmas to you and the group, and have a great evening. KO4NUE in the net, KI4DOS.
Thanks for dropping by. We'll leave you with one last thing. I know you got my video with the welding shield with Papa the pink welding shield. Perry's shield went out 2 days ago, so he needs a new one in this Christmas time. So Papa's picked up on that. So I got a feeling the pink welding shield is going back to the original station. Christmas morning. So 73 is Gary. Y'all have a good evening, and we'll talk at you later. All right, any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. OVQ, Stacy, down in Anderson. Actually, I'm going to be in and out. I did want to speak to KI4DOS.
I'll call your station. We'd like to welcome you into the net, N4OVQ, Mr. Stacy in Anderson. Call your station, sir.
KI4DOS, N4OVQ.
N4OVQ, KI4DOS. Hey, Stacy.
I'm just going to let you know that I sent that Kenwood 430 out day before yesterday.
Well, I do appreciate it. I'll take it off the list and get it off the webpage. But thanks for letting me know. That's always a help.
I tried to get you, I think, one night last week, and you were already gone. That's fine. I know you've had it on there a while. I'm like, well, what's the fuck with this? I can't get rid of it. I run across a friend of mine, and all good deal. Just want to let you know. Thanks a lot. KI4DOS, N4OVQ, and back to net.
Okay, Stacy. Well, again, I appreciate it, and it's always a pleasure to list the stuff for you when you got something you want to try to sell. You take care. Have a Merry Christmas. And Chad, by the way, your audio is back up. It's just back where it was a while ago. I don't know what it was, but it's back up where it was. KI4DOS, back to net.
Glad you could make your call, and nice to hear from you, sir. And appreciate the signal report, Gary. All right, any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE, KG4PFI.
How you doing tonight, sir?
Yeah, I'm doing fairly well. Just permission to call Gary, KG4, KI4DOS. I got the brain ain't even hooked up to my mouth tonight.
Station, Don.
KI4DOS, KG4PFI.
KG4PFI, KI4DOS. Hey, Don.
Yeah, I just wanted to say Merry Christmas to you there, Gary. I hadn't talked to you in a while. I've been checking in on the automated system up there, and been kind of trying to get over this flu bug that I've had. And I just thought I wanted to tell you and get you enjoy it. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and Linda. Hope y'all are doing well. Well, you say you're getting over the flu. Goodness gracious, I'm sorry that you got a bug this time of year. But you're going to pull through, I hope. Everything goes well, and I'm going to have to get down there and see y'all. I've been saying that for, what, over a year now?
Well, you know, when you get old like you are, you can't remember squat anyway. Anyway, but I've been in and out of the hospital 3 times this year. Operated on 3 different times, and they just couldn't get rid of me.
Well, you don't need to go to that high-dollar hotel anymore. You've
tell them that you're not going to go over there anymore. You refuse it, that you don't need their services, and I hope you don't. but if you need them, I want you to go, of course. But you and Linda have a Merry Christmas. Good hearing from you. I'll let you turn it back over to Chad. And I told Chad, Don, as long as I'm alive, he's number two, okay?
Thanks a lot, Gary. Yeah, people ask me how I'm doing. I say, well, ain't nothing fell off yet, but could have. I just ain't discovered it yet. KG4PM, back to net.
Y'all do something else. All right. Let me go down and grab Mr. Larry. Glad you two could make your call and catch up for a few minutes. All right. KK4JBQ, KO4NUE.
KBQ, returning.
Donna, listening.
Yes, I am.
Donna, I just want to let you know, I had no idea. I have always thought that the person that stands in front of the orchestra with the little white stick, that they serve no purpose. I have never been able to make a connection between the maestro, I guess, and, you know, the orchestra. So many moving parts with strings and horns and all of that. I just... have never been able to understand the value in that until I went to the handbell choir the other day. And, of course, you know, I was checking out all of the bells and trying to figure out how they got them so shiny and make them sound the way they sound. But I started to notice that when Donna moved her left hand, the left side of the bells just opened right up. And when she wiggled her right hand, the right-hand side of the bells did the same. So I got an education Sunday and got to see the importance of, you know, the maestro. And I just want to comment on, you know, how well they sounded. That's a direct reflection of the maestro. I also learned. I got quite the education on the drive back home from my wife, who is quite musical. But just wanted to say kudos to you. Absolutely beautiful. They, you know, sounded really nice. Couple of the bells, though, I didn't understand. They kind of looked like pieces of tubing with little balls on it. But they sounded nice. And but I was quite fascinated with the shiny ones. And let the radio drop. The bells on the right-hand side, the far right, the real big ones, it takes quite the amount of energy to move one of those things. And the lady on the left, she did an outstanding job. I mean, you know, they hardly made any sound, but she rang them like she owned them. So the whole thing was just quite an experience, and I just would like to say, hey, great job to you, ma'am.
I really appreciate it. We enjoy what we do. This is KC4MSK.
Just wanted to say, hey, you did a great job. They sounded really nice. Merry Christmas to you and Mr. Larry, and hope y'all are doing well. And Larry, just want to let you know, I tried the ham tonight. It's pretty good. But with that, Merry Christmas to the both of y'all. And I'll move on down the log. Any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. Are there any additional stations that I've missed for comments or ragged you? Please call KO4NUE.
We're in UE. Sorry, I didn't grab the mic. I meant to check in. This is David, KF4NXY.